Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 15th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Google this week announced that it is changing the way that it stores and accesses opt-in location history in Google Maps, making it impossible for the company to access it and thus impossible for it to respond to geofence warrants. Geofence warrants, also known as reverse location searches, are a controversial legal tool that local and federal authorities use to force Google to hand over information about all users within a given location during a specific time frame, potentially implicating anyone who happens to be in the vicinity of a crime. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission has granted SpaceX experimental authorization to test its cellular Starlink system by utilizing 840 satellites to beam data to smartphones in over 24 locations across the U.S. SpaceX has until June 14th to conduct its pilot, which will provide connectivity to 2,000 unmodified T-Mobile phones utilizing T-Mobile spectrum over the 1910 to 1915 and 1990 to 1995 megahertz radio bands. News publishers are extremely concerned that Google's AI search tool could decimate traffic to their sites, which see as much as 40% of their traffic coming from Google Search. The Atlantic set up a task force that modeled the impact of Google Search's generative experience and found that AI-powered answers to queries provide full answers 75% of the time, eliminating the need for users to click through to their site. In an effort to enhance security on its platform, Discord made security key multi-factor authentication available to all of its 500 plus million registered users. WebAuthn was first rolled out to Discord employees in August, but is now available to all users, allowing them to replace legacy MFA systems that rely on on-time-based one-time passwords, 8-digit one-time backup codes, and SMS messages carrying a 6-digit verification code. Google has released an on-device diagnostics tool for Pixel phones. Pixel owners can now dial ##7287## to find out what's wrong, if anything, with their devices. Pixel users can run a full diagnostic test to detect issues across the entire device, as well as individual tests for physical defects and problems affecting the phone's display, sensors, and connectivity. Back in September, YouTube started testing running fewer ads to select users who watch videos via their televisions and is now rolling out this feature to all televisions. The trade-off is that the ads that do run are longer. The change means you'll see an updated countdown timer in the bottom right corner of your screen that will now show you how long you have left until the entire ad break ends or when you can skip. Opera's gamer browser Opera GX now has a panic button designed to quickly mute audio from all tabs and switch you to a new window of your choosing for safe content. Users can simply hit the F12 button to activate the mute action in Windows Switch, but will have to enable the panic button by toggling on the early bird option in Opera GX's settings. According to a report from The Information, Google plans to use Gemini to power Pixie, an AI assistant that could launch with the Pixel 9, which uses data from Gmail, Maps, and other data from Google products on your phone to provide a more personalized version of the Google Assistant. Pixie aims to perform complex multimodal tasks, such as suggesting directions to the closest store where someone can buy a product they have photographed. Cox Media Group claims it has the capability to listen to ambient conversations through embedded microphones in smartphones, smart TVs, and other devices to gather data and use it to target ads. This claim confirms what much of the public has thought for years about tech listening in on our conversations. It is not clear, however, if the capability CMG is referring to works on devices in the market today or is a marketing technique for the future. And finally, Apple is adapting Martha Wells' Hugo Award-winning sci-fi book series, The Murderbot Diaries, to the small screen. A 10-episode Apple TV Plus series starring Alexander Skarsgård will join other Apple TV Plus sci-fi series, including Silo, Foundation, For All Mankind, and others. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and all the links to the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.